Welcome back to Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio right here on AM 920 The Answer. In this segment, in our Something You Should Know About Atlanta, our special feature is Millennium Gate Museum. I knew we had a Millennium Gate, but I didn't understand any of the other things that were happening around it. Don't forget, if you want to talk and you want to connect with us, it's easy. It's gogaddisradio.com where you can ask questions, comments, you can challenge things we say. Ask us to do some additional research on your neighborhood. You name it. Go to gogaddisradio.com. You can even subscribe to our podcast. I am so excited to introduce Rodney Mims Cook, who is the president of the National Monuments Foundation and Millennium Gate Museum right here in Atlanta. Rodney, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Thank you so much for being here. So if you don't mind, I'd love to start with a basic question. The Millennium Gate, which is on 17th Street at Atlantic Station, is that correct?
That is correct. We're in the middle of the boulevard.
In the middle of the road.
Right.
Yep. And the Millennium Gate was a recreation of what? I know something in France, but I don't remember what it was.
No, sometimes it's mistaken for the Paris Arch. It's based on the Arch of Titus, which is in the Roman Forum. And it's typically arches are tripartite, meaning one central arch and two smaller ones on either side. But this one is a singular arch, which was a favorite of Napoleon. And so he built a very large one in Paris. But typically the Romans would be in the 80 to 100 foot scale of a triumphal arch. Ours is at 100. Napoleon's is 200. So it's double what the Romans did.
And I would assume it was just added to the development as a some type of attraction. Is that right? I mean, there was no real purpose other than for people to go, oh, wow, that's pretty cool. Let me go see that.
Well, no. I mean, Jim Jacoby, who developed Atlantic Station, is a friend, and he was anxious to have a civic realm gesture of importance. And that's why he dropped us in the middle of his principal boulevard coming into the complex over that giant bridge
so,
he did.
So it was all done by design, meaning the intention was to have you and some cultural significance in that area from the very beginning. How interesting.
Yeah, and also Atlanta has called herself the gateway to the South for 150 some odd years of maybe our almost 200 years of existence, and we had no gate. And, you know, I build stuff, so I thought it was important that we actually build one. And this is now truly the portal through Atlantic Station from Northside Drive and the west side into the principal cultural district of the South. You know, the Woodruff Art Center, High Museum of Art,
right,
Lyon Theater, all of those institutions are essentially at the end of 17th Street.
That's right. So, yep, 17th and Piedmont. That's interesting. That is so interesting. So give us a little history. Some people don't even know when Atlantic Station was developed. So give us a little history. When was it built? You know, if there's anything else you want to tell us about why it was built, we'd love to hear that.
Sure. It's a great vision of Jim Jacoby, having taken an existing and operational steel mill, Atlantic Steel Company, which had been headed and for a long time by Tom Glenn, a great philanthropist whose grandson is now also Tom Glenn and doing the same thing.
Okay.
A wonderful family. And they helped us, actually, this building being against the old sludge pond that was a lot of the overflow from the steel production. And the pond is now clean, and it's taken a while to do that with French drains and all the sophisticated things that the Jacoby folks built. Right. And so the Millennium Gate is going to be floating a dock out there with paddle boats and rowboats, so you can come and paddle your girl around and maybe even sing to her.
Oh, and, well, I didn't even know there was a lake there. I've never seen
beautiful.
It.
Beautiful.
Really?
Come on by. And, we're going to have a coffee and wine pavilion so that you can sit in the park and enjoy that. We're going to pull the walkways closer to the water now that it's clean. And Heinz Interests out of Texas are the owners now, and they're great partners of ours. And they have good ideas, and they like our ideas. And so we're going to truly make that park pop. And the last two or three weeks, it's been more beautiful than ever because we have a lot of Japanese cherries like you have around the tidal basin in Washington that were a gift to our nation by Japan.
Right.
And Governor Carter, before he was president, initiated consular relations with Japan, and we celebrated that with him and Ms. Carter on the 40th anniversary. And the trees are now mature and fantastic. It's a really pretty spot.
Beautiful. If somebody wants to learn more, the site I found online is thegatemuseum.org. Is that the best place for them to go to get tickets and to learn all about the museum?
It is. And we also, the parent of the Millennium Gate Museum is the National Monuments Foundation.org. And we do civic realm gestures all over the world, parks, monuments, museums, libraries, a lot of statuary, urban planning, and particularly in Europe and Asia, restoration. And it's that comes under the parent of the National Monuments Foundation, and then the Millennium Gate is one of its properties. And also the Prince of Wales's monument to the Olympic Games at Pershing Point near the High Museum, that also is ours, a gift of King Charles when he was Prince of Wales back in 1996.
Well, I did not realize there's just so much history around us, and I think it is really, really cool. So if you had a dream for what you would want someone who visited the museum to take away from it, what would it be? Like, what do you want them thinking when they drive away from the museum?
That Georgia is probably the coolest state of the original 13. We were the last of the 13 colonies of Great Britain, but we haven't really told our stories like the others have, particularly the Northeastern ones in Virginia. And I'm a native Georgian and been here a long time, and I'm really proud of our history. It's quite unique. And General James Oglethorpe, our co-founder with Chief Tomachichi, who was Miko of the Yamacraw Creek Nation.
Okay.
And they were like a father-son team, and it was an extraordinary relationship. Although Tomachichi was probably 90, so it was more like a grandfather son. Oglethorpe was in his early 30s. And of course, he was the visionary that created what urban planners like me consider probably the most sublime urban plan on the planet, what is now the city of Savannah. And guys who think like me come from all over the world to study that place, and they never go away disappointed. And Chief Tomachichi was so important in the foundation of this colony. And also, for those of you who don't know, we were founded it was part of the English Enlightenment.
Okay.
And so it was a gesture, not only defense, which is why Oglethorpe was chosen by the monarch to protect Charleston and Carolina from the royal governor of Spain in St. Augustine.
Okay.
That was primary,
okay.
But also the worthy poor. And General Oglethorpe had a friend, Robert Castell, who sadly, he went bankrupt. He had published a book. It didn't sell very well. And he was put in debtor's prison. And he died shortly after that, and his family languished, and it absolutely infuriated General Oglethorpe, who brought about prison reform in Great Britain. He was also a member of Parliament, Oglethorpe. And so the modern bankruptcy law that came about as a result of that horrible gesture of old England is because of the colony of Georgia. You don't get thrown in jail anymore.
Right.
And so
thank
it's
goodness.
One of the important gestures. Sometimes our snobby neighbors in Charleston and Carolina above us call us a penal colony like Australia.
Ooh, that's not good.
That's only because Savannah is more beautiful than Charleston, and so they want to compete with us, and they have to be derogatory.
I like that. I didn't know we were going to have a throwdown between North and South Carolina and Georgia. I like that. It makes it even more exciting. We've got about 2 minutes left in the segment. Is there a cost for somebody to visit the museum? And you've said that the museum is part of the National Monuments Foundation, but what is the National Monuments Foundation all about specifically? And you might have already answered it, but I'm just...
Yeah, I did. Yeah, okay. We build civic realm monuments, parks, museums, urban plans, restorations around the world.
Got
and
it.
This is our headquarters. And so we put our money where our mouth is. What you said, what would I like people departing this building to really feel? They would always feel, particularly if they're Georgians, they would feel immense pride. We have, we've had over 1 million eighth grade students come through here. Eighth grade is compulsory for history in Georgia, and we bring them through here. We reach the Macon suburbs to the Chattanooga suburbs, left and right of the state, so you can get here, do our history component, go to the varsity, get back to school in time. We do it all the time. We also have the Bodmer Hanna Papyrus, now renamed by the Vatican the Hanna Papyrus, which is the first known example of the Lord's Prayer. It was saved to the Hanna family of Georgia, and everything here has a Georgia overlap. We have a copy of the book of Robert Castell that created the reason for Oglethorpe wanting to come here. Wow. We have a great sculpture garden. There's a 20-foot statue of Tamachichi in the front of the building, which will go to Cook Park, ultimately a park named for my father that we also helped to develop near the World Congress Center.
Nice.
And Tamachichi is the only Native American chief in colonial British history afforded the rank of king by the British monarchy. And Oglethorpe took him to London to be received by King George II, who we're named for, at a giant ball at Kensington Palace in 1734. He was a cool dude.
Wow. Chief Tamachichi. Hey, we're just about out of time. Will you come back and visit with us again soon?
Sure.
Awesome. Yeah, if you want more information, it's thegatemuseum.org. That's where you can get your information. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to discuss real estate transfer taxes and tangible taxes, and what are those dated features that can ruin the sale of your home. Stick with us. We've got that and more. We'll be back.